Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Care to Read show. You have disembarked on the fifth segment, How to Develop Your Natural Intuition. And how does ordinary people have extraordinary experiences with the dead? And is there a life after death? If ordinary people have extraordinary experiences, how do they have those afterlife experiences with their loved ones? Ladies and gentlemen, you've joined the segment of Intuitive. This is our fifth segment, and we're glad that you came along for the ride. We'd like to say Habari Gadi to our new friends. What's up? What's happening? And we'd like to say to our old friends, Alafia, thank you for being a part of this segment of this African concentrated ritual. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this is an African conscious room, which is underwritten by Project 2019. And the process is focusing in on family and consumer science. So therefore, we cover a multiplicity of topics dealing with lifestyle of the family in the conscious setting of African-centric living. We are covering aspects that pertain to the dead. How do they connect to the African Americans? How do they connect to the loved ones? And if there is a hereafter, do we want to make contact with the hereafter? And if you so happen to have contact with one of your loved ones, is this something that you want to suppress? Or do you want to talk about it? Here's a time and place to talk about it here in the Care to Read room. We're inviting all of those that are out there to lock in that dial this evening at 646-478-0270. And if any of you are a Agun priests out there who preserve the dead and work with the shrines of the dead, you're welcome to come in and give your input, because we certainly could use your priestess background. And once again, we'd like to say to those priests out there, if you're out in the audience and have background experience with being the keeper of the shrine, such as Ed Goon, you're certainly welcome here today as well. And without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we have housekeeping to do, and we have to pay some bills around this place. And we know if we can't get that done, then we can't get on with the scheme of things. And because we are dependent on our faith to give us the uplift and the strength and to be eager and ready to come on the show, we know that we don't do anything in our own strength, and it's because of the power of faith, ladies and gentlemen, that keeps us moving. Listen to the power of faith with me. I hope it inspires you too.
Every day, from the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith?
Let us know that I've seen all that's near, and I'm faithful.
Why don't you stand to your feet? You're now standing on holy ground. I'm going to give permission to speak. Have Baba anoint me and purify me so that I can go on with the ritual. In our Care to Read room, we are now commencing with the talking cure. Elder, do I have permission to speak now?
Yes, by all means, you have permission to speak now.
Elder, do I have permission to speak now?
Yes, by all means, you have permission to speak now.
Elder, will you please offer us a prayer from the heart for the community?
Yes. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come today with bowed heads and humble hearts. We come, Father, thanking you for your many blessings that you've thrown upon us. Father, in this imperfect world, we fall short, and we need your guidance and your direction. And as we ask for your guidance and directions, help us to follow them with success. Almighty God, look on the program today. Help each and every one of the people that have participated and the ones that's here. Help them and open up their understanding and their knowledge that they may be more inquired about what's going on. In the name of Jesus, we come and we thank you for your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Elder. Amen. Thank you so very much for helping me with that prayer. And I'm going to ask Baba to purify me. And as the water hits the ground, ladies and gentlemen, this is a ceremonial custom that the water must be purified and the ground too. Thank you, Baba. Thank you. As the water hits the ground, ladies and gentlemen, we pour libation to the east, we pour libations to the west, we pour libations to the south, we pour libations to the north. From every four cardinal directions, we pour libations, ladies and gentlemen. Baba, is the ceremony complete with the purification?
Ceremony is complete.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know that Baba has to be purified. And we have to anoint his head with oil, and surely in mercy shall follow him all the days of his life, and his cup shall run over. As we anoint this young man, Baba, may you be fit to stand before the king in all of his ratification and his abundant. May you be fit to stand before him in your purification procedure. As we call on you to do the prayer today, we ask that God will honor every one of your desires of your heart and that he will find you not wanting but in good standing with the Almighty Odula Moraine.
We receive that. We pray today in the One Most High that those who are in affliction, those who are lack of patience, those who are can't see, and those who are in the need of such prayer, that you will come and bless all people with all similar problems. Today we ask for clarity, we ask for vision, we ask for cooperation among each other. On every day is different, but we ask that the Most High, all of the protectors and all of the angels, the angelic hosts, all of those spiritual guardians, they come and give us and feed us that which we need for each day of our life. We ask today that we have patience. We ask today that we have restraint from the social norms that we find ourselves in, this being a Friday. We ask that we walk in the right direction, not the wrong direction. We ask that we be in the right place and not the wrong place. We ask that we be in righteous company and not non-righteous company. For today and the next couple of days, our temperance will be tested. Our patience will be tested. Give us patience to do that which is right. Give us patience to feel that you are with us. And that sometimes takes patience to feel that you're with us, because we lose that feeling. We want to gain that feeling back. We ask for the patience to be one with you, Father and Mother, which are in heaven. And we say thank you today. And we don't forget those who are afflicted with a disease or a sickness, those who can't do for themselves, those who may have a feeling of inadequacy. Make them whole today. Make them whole today. We ask in the name of one Most High, and I say amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, because we have anointing in the room, we're going to do something a little different than we normally do. Those who have affliction, those who may have come here with deficits, disabilities, stand to your feet. The anointing is in the room now. We're about to pray for the vision of Maddie Harvey's, that her vision will come back plain and clear, that her eyesight, all eyesight, will be revealed to her. And not only is her third eye going to be open, but vision will be clearer than she's ever known it. And we ask the Almighty to stand here today to give her the vision that she so desperately desires to come back. And, Lord, we ask that you begin to do a special prayer for her and her gifted love that she's given all her children and her desire to only want to have family togetherness. We ask that you give her more than family togetherness. We ask that you give her a blessing, pressed down, measured together, running over in her bosom, that her vision may come back to her as a sign that you would give to your people all vision and all sight, and all curities of the optic nerve will be healed immensely, immaculately, put back together again as if it was never broken. We ask for this today, that all cataracts fall off within their steps as she began to see today. We ask that every cataract that is forming now, every cataract that wants to form, that it will fall off in its place, and that every optic nerve is healed. It's healed because you asked us to command you, Lord, and we command you this day to heal this woman's eyesight to a vision that's so clearly, and not only a vision, but the third eye open as well. We claim it by faith today. And if there's any of you lacking vision, any of you lacking speech, who are mute and not able to talk, any of you who are in that category of the worshipers that need to be healed, now is the time to get your healing. Healing is in the room, ladies and gentlemen, and it's yours for the asking. We are not on here every day just to give information. We're here to bring healing across these airways and allow the ether in our bodies to penetrate through the airways today. We claim it and we take it by faith. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have been studying from the book of Ptahotep, one of the oldest books in the world that has been edited. Now, in the Ptahotep book, it says on page 37, it also gives us a proverb. A counselor who understands proverbs soon sets difficulty matters all right. Difficulty matters all right, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a counselor, you can set those matters right today. On page 37, it says, the teaching of Ptahotep are important for the many reasons. We may note among these reasons are as follows. They provide us with but a mere glimpse of profoundly intellectual, spiritual bodies of thought and why and the way of life of African ancient people. Ptahotep himself appealed to the ancient, so ancient in that fact that they were said to have been instructed by the gods, ladies and gentlemen. Ptahotep therefore made no claim to original authoritieship. His wisdom has and was that of his people and of deities. Imagine what is and what would be like to have the whole papyrus that was found by Perseus. Imagine even more how it would be to have the whole body of literature of which the teaching of this one priest were put in a small fragment. It is through the development culture that we know who these ancient Africans were. Compared to Ptahotep fragment of African wisdom teaching to the Mesopotamian code of development, many centuries later by Herodotus. And Herodotus, we may find a tolerance for slavery, if not a wholesale justification for it. Compared to also to the leaders in Ptahotep and the describing of millennium and latter in the Europeans. And as we describe these things that he did, Ptahotep, we know that he was connected and he had information. The study of this sacred text and of all the other ancient Kemetic sacred texts is essential to an understanding both of African and the development of world and Western civilization. It takes no major effort to see this, he writes, in these and other ancient Kemetic texts. The anticipated and the antecedent to biblical literature, to Greek philosophy, and to Eastern religion as well. Check in Tez Diop and E.A. Wallace Budget and many other scholars who knew both general African culture and that of Africa's most well-known nation, Kemet, were clear and convinced about the unity of culture form between Kemet and its sister nation of Africa. Therefore, these teachings do not merely illuminate the mind of Ptahotep or Kemet ways of life. They illuminate general African culture from the ancient times to the present, because we now have the actual word of ancient African available to us today. We can understand better the historical attack of Rome, political, and some of the early Christian churches, fathers who ordered the closing of the ancient Egyptian universities or myths or the mythology system and the world originally systems of higher education was known as pagan at that time, ladies and gentlemen, or animalistic and heathenism or barbarian. About Ptahotep, why were his and other writings ordered destroyed? Clearly, the restoration of these writings destroyed forever the myth of Africans that was created by greedy colonizers to justify their want instructions of African cultural competitors, the captures of their national wealth, and the theft of their intellectual legacy as well. Through the use of indigenous African literature, African people worldwide have the information to counter attempts to make us feel inferior by ruling us out of human history. Further, our own cultural traditions provide ample answers to the basic human questions that are all and must be asked. We can start from our own African center in the creation of a future. Finally, we can once again share this humane, democratic, and deeply spiritual way of life with the world. African continues to teach. May Anton be satisfied. Now, that is why I teach, ladies and gentlemen, because so much of this information has been hidden away from us, and some of it has been stolen and distorted. And the story has to be told. And those of you who are Europeans that are listening to the show, the story has to be told. And the record has to be set straight. And those who are counselors, as I read to you earlier, we must make, it says here, a counselor who understands Proverbs soon sets difficult matters aright. That means this is a difficult matter, and it needs to be set straight. Yes, there were lots of ancient people who did many things, and the Romans stole things, and they distorted things. Now that the record can be set straight, do not find or think that it's strange that we are going to discuss it, because it has to be discussed. Now, as I go on, as I told you earlier, we were going to be calling on the Moaning Women. The Moaning Women, there is a cry put out to you to please come and join us. And the Moaning Women that are out there, you know who you are. We're going to ask that you come in and participate with us. This effort that we are going to create our Ile Ife, to possess land, spots that we can call sacred and holy. We're going to need plenty of Hmong women to be a part of that all over the diaspora, so I'm asking them to please come and join me as we possess our land and lay claim to the land that we want to call sacred and holy. And we, even if we do it in the spirit realm, that's fine. We are going to do it. Now, once again, I'd like to say that we are in the fifth segment of discussing how does ordinary people have extraordinary experience with the dead. Now, we've been communicating with the dead for a long time here in this room, and we're extraordinary people. So, therefore, if any of you have made contact with any of your loved ones, why don't you put both hands up? Or, nevertheless, if you are in the process of going forward to set up your shrine and you already knew about ancestorship before I even discussed it, that's even better. But all of you are in the process of making contact with the dead if you're listening to this segment of the show. We have all summoned the dead here in this room, and we're getting ready to call on our ancestors and summon them once again. We won't stop, ladies and gentlemen. Then we're going to go right into the segment of the show talking about the division of the spirit, the first division, the Ba, and then the Ka, and then the Sekrum, and then the Ba. We're going to talk about all of the segments and how it relates to Kemetic teaching. So get your list out of your loved ones' names, who you would like to call on as your ancestors at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, you're standing on holy ground. This ground is still holy, ladies and gentlemen. Get your list out of your loved ones and your heroes and sheroes and stand to your feet as we call out their names. And we'd like to implore you to remember, if you have family members that you'd like to call, please do call them, because you're extraordinary people calling on ancestorship, dealing with life after death. And there's nothing wrong with that. At this particular time, we'd like to call on the Honorable Martin Delaney. We say Ashe. We call on the Honorable Marcus Mosea Garvey, and we say Ashe. I'd like to call on W.E.B. Du Bois, and we say Ashe. I'd like to call on Malcolm X, and we say Ashe. I'd like to call on Dr. Martin Luther King, and we say Ashe. I like to call on Coretta Scott King, and I say Ashe. W.E.B. Du Bois, Ashe. Carter G. Woodson, Ashe. Sheikh Antares Diop, Ashe. Chancellor Williams, Ashe. Dr. Yosea Ben Yakin, Ashe. John G. Jackson, Ashe. John Henry Clark, Ashe. We like to call on Nina Simone, Ashe. We like to call on the name of C.J. Walker, Ashe. We like to call on Zora Hurston, Ashe. We like to call on Harriet Tubman, Ashe. We like to also call on T. Robinson, Ashe. We like to call on the name of Langston Hughes, Ashe. Louis Armstrong, Ashe. From Rosa Parks, Ashe. We like to call on Zora Neale Hurston, Ashe. And Zora Neale Hurston, please open up the way for us to be able to call on the dead and to bring them back into our fold. Help us to experience life after death and knowing who our ancestors are and letting them be a part of our fold. We like to call on those ancestors today. Let us call on our personal ancestors now, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday we might have gone on with the program and left them off, but don't forget calling your personal ancestors. I'd like to call on Robert Jenkins, Ashe. Clara Mae Jenkins, Ashe. Eugene Lilly, Ashe. Marvin Jenkins, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Robert Jr. Jenkins, Ashe. Essie Lee Pope, Ashe. George Lilly, Shay. Sam Lilly, Shay. Isa Lilly, Shay. Neil Lilly, Shay. Bessie Lilly, Shay. Nisha Lilly, Shay. Shane Lilly, Shay. I'd like to call on Michelle Harvey, Shay. Michael Harvey, Shay. Ruby Lee Bracken, Shay. Clifford Bracken, Shay. Emmanuel Day, Shay. Lucille Day, Shay. Louise Lord, Shay. Ludell James, Shay. I'd like to call on Elijah Day, Shay. Avery Day, Shay. I'd like to call on Dora Lilly, Shay. I'd like to call on Jay Pope, Shay. Tommy Pete Harvey, Shay. Papa Pete Harvey, Shay. Julie Harvey, Shay. Tom Harvey, Shay. And we send this message to you, loved ones, that we are calling you to come back home. We have set a table in your presence, asking that you will be present with us on this Friday and letting you know that your love for us is known and that you can never die. Energy cannot be dissipated, nor can it be destroyed, but it can change into something else. Transform your energy, I say, ancestors, into a newborn child or into a loved one and come back to us. Let us know your spirit and bring that spirit back home. We implore you. We thank you, ancestors. We're going to stop and meditate on the subconscious mind. Remember I told you some while ago that prayer is nothing but a behavior modification. All prayers do not need to be prayed. Some prayers can be done in the subconscious mind while meditating. And as we meditate, as we pause for a moment of silence, meditating on the things that you want to happen in your life. We thank you for that moment of silence in honor of our ancestors. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know we are going to be doing more of meditation in this room. We are going to be doing the toll meditation, as a matter of fact. This is the one that will put you in order with the Honorable Ron Unnefer Amen, who I've practiced his toll meditation now for more than 10 years, which is very beneficial, and that will truly bring you into consciousness. We're going to be talking a little bit about the spirit and how the spirit can allow us to see and have a clear consciousness so we can begin to experience our ancestors and have that experience of life after death. The featured book that I'd like to give you today is Afterlife Encounter, and that is by Diane Archangel and is forwarded by Gary Switzerland. This particular book was a book that was gravitated to me because of the experiences I had had with my loved ones. If you are having those same experience with loved ones, that is a life-after-death experience, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing wrong with it. Now that we can put a name to it, we can call it ancestral communing. It doesn't have to be freaky or scary. We now know that it's okay to call our ancestors' name out, to set up a shrine, and to also honor them by setting a place for them and putting out things that they like on our altar. And it does not hurt if we would also acknowledge our higher self, which is our Ori. Our life-after-death experience can be explained, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not an extraordinary person that can have this experience. It's anyone who practices the rituals. And we're being taught today the rituals. Let me go into some things that I think you definitely would like to know more about. In the Tree of Life Meditation System book called The Tome, and this book is by Ron Unnefer Amen, you definitely want to run out and get this book because it's a book you will keep for a lifetime and use for a lifetime to help acquaint you with your spirit and what your spirit consists of and how to deal with the consciousness and the will and the spirit and the unconscious spirit. There's a difference. The unconscious spirit is the one that will carry out the process. And the conscious mind is where you visualize and think these things out. And it reads here on page 16. The spirit is not a homogeneous entity, ladies and gentlemen, it says. This is a fact that has been known by many cultures who have each of whom have proposed some basis on speculation and others on their factual insight. Its division of all of them, as he says, he found that the comedic provides the greater insight of all. And he goes on, the divisions of the spirit, and I will name them off. The division of the spirit, the first one and the first division is the Ba. This is the highest division of the spirit that you can have, ladies and gentlemen, wherein the supreme being takes up its dwelling in man. That's why I told you God resides in you. In the comedic teaching, it says, in the comedic spiritual philosophy, God dwells in man's spirit, and it's called the Asa. Say it with me, Asa, A-U-S-A-R. And the corresponding to the first sphere of the tree of life. Now imagine that we're going up the tree of the ladder of a sphere. The first sphere of the tree of life. It is from here that all the life support activities of man's being, philosophical functions, subconscious, mental, and emotional activities are laid and are coordinated and made to function as one. The consciousness aspect of the self, ladies and gentlemen, i.e. excluding the will, not including the will, must be established here. It is a part of the spirit that we must identify with. Once consciousness is established here, the indwelling divinity functions will extend past the coordination of the involuntary support function of our philosophical and mental activities to the coordination of the affairs of our living and personal and social. It is thus that the glory that is done in heaven, the higher regions of the consciousness, and remember, heaven is a consciousness, not up in some sweet by and by or out in space, will be done on earth. That is how you create your heaven on earth. You presume to do it in your consciousness. Secondly, the second division is the Kahu. This part of the spirit is the storehouse, it says, of the indwelling divinity's knowledge of the makeup and functioning of all things in the world. It is a wisdom part of the spirit and the house and the aspect of God called Tehuti. Say it with me, Tehuti, capital T-E-H-U-T-I. In the comedic tradition and correspondence to the second sphere of the tree of life, remember we're climbing up the tree of life, the Kabbalah. When consciousness is established at this level, the individual is able to intuitively solve all of his life's problems as well as to prophesy. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear me? The individual can solve his life's problems while in the subconscious world. Let us go on and find out how. The third division of the spirit. Remember, you have to be spiritual in order to commune with life after death, ladies and gentlemen. The sacrum, and that's spelled capital S-H-E-K-H-E-M. This part of the spirit houses the unit of power, the mantras, the hekras, comprising the spiritual power of God dwelling in man's spirit. When consciousness is established at this level, the individual is able to use his or her spiritual power to affect change in his mind, emotion, body, and in the social, physical environment. And that's all of man's being, I would think. It's housed the aspect of God called the Sekra. Sekra, S-E-K-E-R, Sekra. In the comedic tradition and correspondence to the third sphere of the tree of life. Lady, I'm reading, ladies and gentlemen, I'm reading from the Tree of Life, Meditation System Tone by Ron Arnefer, Amen. He lays it out so completely for us. The fourth division, and that fourth division is called the Ba. It's called the Ba. This part of the spirit house, three faculties, ladies and gentlemen. Please write these down. Sphere number one, four, five, and six. Corresponding to the fourth sphere of the tree is a part of the spirit that intuits to consciousness the laws of God. Now we finally get into the laws of God. Remember we talked a little bit before about the laws of attraction, the laws of inertia. There's some laws that you're going to have to learn in order to become spiritual so that you can tap into that life after death experience. The part of the spirit that intuits to consciousness, the law of God, it is based on the fact that all things in the world are functioning within a system and that the world is composed of a web of interdependent system. Furthermore, all things exhibit an interdependence and mutual relationship with the other functionaries composing the system. Now, as we continue with the Ba system, are afforded by the plants and animals making up a particular food chain, water cycle, oxygen cycle, etc. The master principle governing the relationship between all functionaries and system is the law of equilibrium, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we've talked about the law of God. Now, here we have the law of equilibrium. All functions must be maintained in their proper place in space and time. The part of the Ba division of the spirit which carries out his function is the aspect of God called Mayat. Write that down. Capital M-A-A-T, Mayat. In the comedic spiritual philosophy, it is followed by the aspect of God, Heteruti, H-E-R-U-K-H-U-T-I, which corresponds to the fifth sphere. It has a function of reestablishing through forces the equilibrium disrupted by the transgressor of the law of God. It is followed by the aspect of God, Heru, which corresponds to the sixth sphere, ladies and gentlemen, Heru, H-E-R-U, the will aspect of the self, that's what it is, i.e. excluding the consciousness. Now, we're excluding the consciousness, must be established here. The function of the will is to enable the individual to, number one, dominate the animating division of the spirit, the Kabbalah or animal spirit, which is source of emotion, sensation, the force that emanates or motivates us to act. Number two, to ensure that the ideals to which the animal spirit is proclaimed or by the faculties of the seventh and eighth sphere are based on the divine laws embodied in the fourth sphere. We go, as we go on, it reads on page 19, the fifth division. Now we're in the fifth division, and that fifth division is Sarah. And in that fifth division, it reads, this part of the sphere, or this part of the spirit, house three faculties, ladies and gentlemen, and those spheres are 7, 8, and 9. Corresponding to the seventh sphere of the tree is the part of the Sarah division of the spirit that coordinates and guides the force of the animating spirit to the realization of the end results we aim for in life. It is a faculty of imagination, which in the comedic spiritual philosophy is called Heteru, Heteru, H-E-T-H-E-R-U. It is the chief programmer of the part of the unconscious in charge of generating our beliefs, ideas, emotion, sensation, and action, the animal division of the spirit. It is followed by the part of the Salud division of the spirit in charge of programming each individual stage through which the animated spirit carries out the event in our lives. This is the silhouette, the syllogistic, logical faculties, and verbal thought processor. In the comedic spiritual philosophy, it corresponds to the aspect of God called Anbus. Anbus. Anbus, A-N-U-B-I-S, and Apuet. Apuet. They are both represented in the divine faculties called Sebek, and in its correspondence to the eighth sphere of the tree, the ninth sphere corresponds to Aset, the house, the storehouse, the memory of your earlier experiences that serve to build up along with the influence from the animal spirit and the personality. The majority of people in the world have their consciousness established at this point. Remember, it should be at the first sphere and thus identify with their personalities instead of the indwelling intelligence. Now, the sixth sphere goes on to say, and I quote, it corresponds to the animal spirit. It is the body of the electromagnetic force from which proceeds our emotion and repulsions, attractions, and motivation. Since perception, sensory, and the sensory motor and the nervous power, it is distributed throughout the nervous system, the blood, and the channels of energy that have been identified in Chinese medicine, yogic science, and comedic spiritual science. On the tree, it corresponds to the 10th sphere and the 7th sphere division. This is the physical body, which is man's window to the physical world. It is a part of the spirit that enables man's consciousness to perceive the event of the world. If the individual fails to return his or her consciousness from the ninth to the first sphere where it belongs, the physical body, cop, trap consciousness into the illusion that it is a separate existence from all other things. And in conclusion, it says, and I quote, these divisions of the spirit must be seen as being the spirit, what organ systems, circulatory, digestive, respiratory, etc., are the physical body, the faculties represented by the tree of life, the deities, must be seen as being the spiritual organ system and the division of the spirit, what the individual organs are to the organ system, the heart, the arteries, etc., as components of the circulatory organ system. The failure to understand the heterogeneous makeup of the spirit with its diverse set of functions is the reason behind the general failure of the world's behavior, sharpening institutions and technology. Besides showing that the spirit is divided into separate functions, it says, operating on a different hierarchical level, the comedic spiritual philosophy shows that consciousness can establish itself on each of these levels. If we recall facts that consciousness is devoid of information and depend on the spirit for it, and the choice it makes, the things we will do, depend on which division of the spirit consciousness is established in. We will see that the divine plain aim for consciousness to encompass the entire spirit, while the majority of the people, it is limited to three lower divisions, Sa, Ru, Kabet, and Ka, and a portion of the four Ab division of the spirit. The absence of input from the higher part of the spirit and the dominate of the lower is the fundamental embodiment of the problem of the world. We will see that fundamental objectives of meditation is the expansion of consciousness to embrace all of the division of the spirit as well as the original and central state of being. Now, I said all that to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. In order for you to be able to climb up the ladder and to see more and to be a part of this life after death, you are going to have a visual perception of who you are. If you do not see yourself as being spiritual, you're going to have to become more spiritual by climbing up the tree of the Kabbalah, the tree of life. This is one way to become more spiritual and allow all of your problems to be hung on the tree of life and situated in having everything constructed as conscious will on one side of the brain, which is the left side, and the right side having that side of the brain to carry it out and be unconsciousness. Most of what you're going to learn in this room is going to be in the subconscious world while you're immersed underwater. And that's what happens here, ladies and gentlemen. The right side of the brain is a creative side that is merged underwater. It cannot create and visualize, but it carries out the deed. On your left side, which is more logical, which is more apt to create dreams and vision, that is where your conscious will is. And consciousness goes together with your will because you do have a will and a matter in this. If you are to be able to commune with the dead, you're going to have to deal with pure spirit. You're going to have to go from flesh to spirit. Otherwise, you'll be deceived by your flesh. Everything that you see is not real, and that's why I constantly tell you that you're living in an illusion. This is all an illusion, and you haven't woke up yet. You have not begun to tap into the consciousness of the tree of life. The tree of life as a guide to understanding man's makeup is what I'm offering you. And as you understand the makeup, you'll be able to commune with those loved ones that have gone on, giving you the life after death experience. Let me read you what it says here in the book. It goes on to say on page 23, much of what has been written concerning the tree of life has been presented in highly mystical and mythical language. On a lesser potent note, it would be more useful to think of the tree of life as a fouling system. It is based on the understanding that the shaping and organizing forces of all events and things in the world can be organized into 11 categories. Tomorrow we're going to get into those 11 categories so that you can see all your problems can be situated into 11 categories. It states fundamentally that operating in all things are 11 set of shaping forces. Because these categories are the same, ladies and gentlemen, for everything in your life, what is known about a thing or an event through the tree of life, the 11 set of forces can be viewed to understand all other things. For example, let me give you an example. If I could identify the operation of the 11 principles of the tree in mathematics, then I would use what I know about mathematics, such as algebra, trigonometry, and as seen through the tree of life, ladies and gentlemen, to understand such things as music, grammar, chemistry, religion, war, spiritual science, meditation, healing, initiation. My personal life as well can be hung on these fouling systems of the 11 fouling systems. The tree of life, it goes on to say, does not achieve its goal by merely acting as a list of principles. The 11 principles are arranged in a particular form that graphically aids in the explanation of the principles, their functions, and their relationship to each other and the whole. Now, tomorrow we're going to get into these 11 categories. The first point we must note is the arrangement of the nine of the principles. And we have the 1 through 9 that are hung for you, and then we're going to show you how these are laid out and structured. I want you to be ready so that as we begin to lay these 11 structures out, you can just about plot anything on this scale. And this is the tree of life, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be getting into more understanding of how to become more spiritual so that we can see in the spirit naturally, so that we do everything in the spirit. But you first are going to have to take your lifestyle and revamp it in the tree of life by laying out this filing system. And that's what we're going to do tomorrow. If you can stay with us, you can be a part of this exciting adventure, how to tap into those spirits, how to deal with people in a life-after-death experience. And are we extraordinary? No. We're just ordinary people having an earthly experience, but we must understand that in the subconscious mind is where our solution is. We want to be able to transition ourselves into a trance. And most of what you see done in the church is the church trying to get the Holy Ghost to throw themselves into a trance so that they can leave this earth temporarily and go into a trance, into that subconscious world, to find solutions for their problem today. And that's what we're going to do. It's better to be absent from the mind and the body and be present with the spirit, ladies and gentlemen, because in the super spirit, in the subconscious mind, where you sleep and you rest, therein lies all your problems. Oh, yes, you can take apparatus and medium with you into this trance and into this meditation. Whatever you want to focus in on, there are apparatuses that you can use so that you go into a trance, you take certain deities with you, and you focus on those, and those are the things that begin to change in your life. As you know, morality, if you're seeing people say, well, you need to change your morality, it's bad. And it's not just something that you can work on changing. It must be an apparatus in the brain that has to be changed, and it has to change to the sub while you're in the subconscious mind and state. We'll get into all of that tomorrow. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being a part of this show and for staying here with Omi. I think that you've done a great job, and I'm sure tomorrow you're going to be glad you stay with us on this. And stay tuned for tomorrow, because we'll be right at it, back at it, in the air, ladies and gentlemen. And I wanted to tell you that you are going to be experiencing some spiritual things tomorrow, and you definitely want to know what those 11 categories are and how to frame your issues and problems. So come on in and join us tomorrow. We'll be glad to have you. And let's end out with Yajima. That's what we need, collective work and responsibility. Patronize your stores in your community. Go and buy from your neighborhood African-American store. We need to keep the dollar circulating.
Shop owner, I want your business. What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should? My brothers who got all their wealth. They say God bless the child who got his own. Though a child be blessed, he can't do much alone. Who can I turn to if I can't count on you? What is a small businessman to do?
Economic and have a with food,
Yes, yes, cooperative economic, ladies and gentlemen. We can help ourselves with Ujamaa by patronizing each and every one of us small business owners, going to our neighborhood stores and buying from our own, circulating the dollar more than one time in our community. You can do that today by opening up your own vegetable markets, your own stores, and being a part of the solution and not always the problem. We can help ourselves with Ujamaa. And ladies and gentlemen, you've been featured in the Care to Read Room. This is Omi Inka 7 coming to you live on today's show. This is our fifth segment talking about how to develop your intuition, your natural intuition, and how this extraordinary people have experiences with the dead, a life after death. You can have that experience every day, ladies and gentlemen, when you come in this room and commune with your ancestors. That is an after-death experience. You can have a personal experience, if you wish to, by developing your spirituality, making your spirit sharper and your senses keener so that your sixth sense can become more sharper and you can experience the presence of life after death of your loved ones in the presence of your very home. Now, is that something spooky? Is that something taboo? Is that something pagan? No, it's a part of your ritual. I want you to also spend time meditating in quietness, because what we're about to get into in the Tree of Life is teaching you how to get quiet in your spirit and take deep breaths so that you can begin to go into that subconscious mind and experience things while your mind is in a subconscious state. Immerse in water in the subconscious mind, not in the conscious, but the subconscious is where things are carried out. Your right side of your brain, the very poetry that I've been playing in this room and have been giving to you, has been done through a 3-year project on meditation, meditating with the Tree of Life materials. And that is why I'm featuring this segment on Dr. Run and Nefer Amen. He has been so supportive in me learning how to meditate and how to write from the right side of the brain. And you can do the same thing. You can create while in a subconscious state. You can prepare for tests. You can memorize things while in the subconscious. So when you come out, whatever you were trying to fix or correct while in the subconscious, you can accomplish that in the subconscious mind while you're asleep and half awake. That's what we're going to be talking about, the subconscious mind. And as I told you, all of those stages that I took you through, don't forget those stages, because you're going to need that as a foundation, like the division of the Cobb stage and the seventh stage. Each one of those stages are going to be important for us hanging those 11 featured areas on where you can solve the problems in your life. That's right. There are a lot of behavior modifications out there, such as tone meditation that we just talked about. There's also the meditation of yoga. And then you also have subliminal messages and teachings. But this particular one we're talking about is a spiritual aspect that will give you the ability to hang all of your problems on the 11 areas of the Tree of Life. You don't want to miss this, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that's going to change your life. And next month, we're going to go into the 21 days where we can take you through the 21 days, which I've gone through several times. However, this is the preparational stage, getting more spiritual, so when we get ready to go through our 21 days, we'll be prepared and we'll understand spiritual things. You don't want to miss this opportunity to get more spiritual so you can greet those loved ones and have that afterlife experience with your loved ones. I'm sure you want to go back and see your aunties and your papas and your mamas and your yayays and babas. You want to see all of them. You want to be able to talk to them and be in their presence. But you have to be more spiritual to see it, to believe it. And seeing is believing. This is mind over matter. You are going to have to suppress the mind because the mind will confuse you. You're going to have to walk after the spirit so you won't be confused by the lust of your flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been a great audience, and thank you so very much. And I want to bid you good evening, but not good night. And I want you to come back and be with me tomorrow. Why don't you lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. And I want to put my hand in the air and send three shouts out into the atmosphere to our neighboring radio station with Delani Aman, with Harambe Station. I want to say Harambe, Harambe, Harambe. Baba Booey to you, y'all, and I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, devil.